That's correct.
This is an avocado.
That's correct.
And this is just the only learning that's on your farm, you're not learning.
Yeah. Yeah, the question was raised that the that why it says Zochas Yom, my son's question. Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Zochas Yom HaShabbos. So the question is, how do you know that on Shabbos, it's on Shabbos itself? Maybe it's during the week. Just like over here, the Ram has a Havamina. The Ram definitely means when he says that the Menayin Shal Leil Chamisha Asar, it doesn't mean Beleil Chamisha Asar. It means how do you know it's Chamisha Asar and Leil Chamisha Asar? Because the Baal HaGadol says Yochol Merosh Chodesh. So if you don't know, first Rambam, Perek Shvi. So if you don't know that the Zohar over here is in Leil Chamisha Asar, how do you know on Shabbos that it's on Shabbos itself? Okay. Right? That was the question. Yeah. So, right. So you're saying that what?
Saying that Zohar means you have to be Makabe Shabbos, so it wouldn't make sense that
that Zohar means, because Zohar by Yovid, this is Zohar Shem Lekacho. So it means that the Zohar finds itself ultimately in a kiyum of Kiddush Hayom. So that's not possible on another day. But over here, the Zohar does not culminate in a kiyum of Kiddush Hayom, because the Kiddush Hayom is there by itself. Okay? Yes. That's what Zohar means. Zohar means to define the uniqueness of the day. So you have to define the uniqueness of the Yom HaShvi. What is the uniqueness of this day? The uniqueness of this day is the Nisan of Flos. Correct? Is the Nisan of Flos. Okay. So you have to explain the essence of the day. Now, the essence of the day of the Yom HaShabbos is Ma'aseh Bereishis. The essence of the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim is everything that led to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just a matter of the day like Goyim, everything like that. That they celebrate the day of a victory, you see. But with us, the halacha is to define the day, the essence of the day and the character of the day, and explain it. So over here, the Yom HaShabbos was caused by Kishesh Yomim. But this Yom was caused by a sequence of events. So in order to define this day, you have to explain the sequence of events that the day culminated in. That was the causative agents of the day. The day can't stand alone without its causation. So the Yom of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zochas Yom Zeshay Yetzias Mitzrayim, means you have to define the nature of the day. And then you can't define the nature of the day without the Ashgacha that precedes it. So the essence of the day is wrapped up in the ideas and the causation of the day. Just like in Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's all wrapped up in Ma'aseh Bereishis. We can't talk too much about Ma'aseh Bereishis. But over here, you could talk about all the events that were responsible, that are wrapped up as causative agents and elements in producing the emergence of the day. The day has to emerge from as a something. It can't just be a date. It's not a date. See, it's a day that has significance to it because of what it represents and reflects. Okay? And that's only possible with the Sipur Nisan Flos. So the essence of the day is not the factual freedom, leaving Mitzrayim. It's not the factual freedom. It's the ideas behind the whole day, what the day represents, which is Yetzias Lecheiros. But without the ideas, you're not referencing the day. Just to say what day is, just the date itself, because we went out. Torah doesn't have any idea like that. You have to define it in terms of limud, what exactly it is. What exactly it is. Now, Nisan HaFlos means all the causative agents that led up to that day. Okay? The question is, if you talk about the Chachma Moshe Rabbeinu, I spoke to Paro. Is that a kiyum of Nisan HaFlos? Yeah, because it's all part of the anything that made the day, What made the day is all those things from before. So anything that made the day that's a causative agent is a kiyum. So you're right. If you talk about the Chacham Moshe Rabbeinu, how he spoke to Paro, that's a causative element. That's a causative agent. Anything that's a causative agent would be included. Because the day can't stand by itself without the without the concept of the causative elements. So just to review, so zohar means like on the it means the entity, but the understanding of the entity, and the understanding of the entity necessitates its causative framework of causation. So the framework of causation is Maisa Bereishis is Yom HaShabbos, and over here the framework is the Nisan HaFlos. You guys, what's the question? So Aaron's question is, but it's not Nisan HaFlos. You're talking about the Marsha Ben Chachma. But on the other hand, the Rambam says V'chol Amarich B'dvarim She'iru V'Shehayu Arezem Meshubach. So it seems Dvarim She'iru V'Dvarim Shehayu. Not only Nisan, it doesn't say B'Nisim She'iru V'Nisim Shehayu, right? So I think the answer is that the Rambam is explaining in the first thing, he's telling you that this is what you definitely have to do. Okay, that's the minimal, because in other words, when it says the day, so it must be the causation of the day. So what is the essential causation of the day? Nisan HaFlos. That's the first realm. Okay, that's Tofes in that realm immediately. But even on the smaller plane, okay, like other things, like if you're talking about the Moshe Rabbeinu's Chachma, that's Dvarim Shehiru V'Dvarim Shehayu. Okay? So that's also included. That's also a kiyum. But the Rambam has to say Nisan HaFlos. He doesn't mean to exclude. He's saying that that's primary.
You can't leave that out.
You can't leave that out. That's primary. That's right. That's right. And that's why I'm not good. You have Elu Asamakos. Also, Elu Asamakos. Okay, you have to have all the makos. Apparently, according to the Rambam, you must mention the Leil Chamisha also. Zohar say Yom Hazeh. Because that's the Rambam, that's in the Rambam Halach HaBeis. We're in Halach HaBeis, no? And yeah, in Halach HaBeis, but in Halach HaBeis, he says when you tell the kid, you must say, "B'laylo hazeh pados on Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Mecheres." But if you just said, you just told him that we went out, and there were a lot of nisim, but you didn't say "B'laylo hazeh," apparently you'd be lacking. So apparently you have to mention the Leil Chamisha also.
Because that's one part of Yisrael.
Right. Well, because the pasuk says, "Zochar Shiyom Hazeh."
It's
pasuk Raisa. The Ram apparently follows what he said before. That you must say the Leilo. So that means that that's a chiyuv to say that. Yeah. So where in the Haggadah do you have it? What? Manishtan Olay Lazah? Do you have it there? So you see, there is a concept of a Korei Haggadah. Because the Rambam says in Perek Shemini, and he says, Halacha Beis Achra Chokron HaShulchan Mifnei Korei Haggadah Levado. So apparently there's a concept of a Korei Haggadah. So where does that come in? I mean, that's the question about it. I was trying to think about it. The last couple of days, trying to figure out where does that idea come in? And L'saper B'Nisan HaFlos, how does that fit in? Now, what is this Korei Haggadah? Was it just a nice advice? I mean, the Chachom HaMasader Haggadah for us to make it easy? You know what I mean? Or is there something halachic here? Something like that. So Taisus and Megillah, Daf Yutes on the Beis, I mean, clearly holds that there's something halachic here. Because Taisus and Megillah says he has the problem of how a cotton can be motzi a gadol. So he says that a cotton shegiyah l'chinuch. So he says, why can't the cotton be motzi? How could Rabbi be machshir by... My time is a mashur. I mean, it's over. I give lechinuch. My time is rabban the pasli. So, can't cash him. I mean, right? Dasi rabbanu mavd rabbanu. Yeah. So, Taisa's question: why don't you say by Megillah? How could you say Megillah cotton can be motzi? Why don't I say asid rabbanu, umapik rabbanu? Just like the Gemara in Bracha says, Ben Mavarch Le'aviv, Apushu Katan, Yes, Bebuchasa. Umuki Lohasim, Gansha Achalov, Tizayah, Sokabetsa, Davishia Drabonon. So, Va'asi Katan, Shechayiva Drabonon, Umapika Ov. Because a Drabonon can be Motzi a Drabonon. Va'amai Lo, meaning came to Megillah. So that's Tezgashim, right? So, Tezvachem Peg Lulva Gazel, Dama Ain Katan Motzi, Bekriya Sahalel. Va'onan Avon Acharov. Ma Sheheim Omrin. Maishna Mabirza Mazen. Okay? So it's also, that's a drabonin, so let him mazen drabonin. Yeshon del olam mayer bekatan shegila chinoch. Vafilo, which means that he's chayiv merabonin. Filo hochi pasl rabonin mishum de megila lekechiyu vafilo begdolan alam rabonin. Vakatan enim chuyiv alam rabonin. Afilo beshar mitzvahs. Ubegadl lekele chad rabonin. Be megila. Shere beshar mitzvahs hu chayiv deraisa. Veloasi trade rabonin umapikad rabonin. So that's to make one ukimta. That the cotton over there ain't kadei sviya. So therefore, the cotton's chayiv, it would be chayiv midaraisa, were not a cotton. So the only jabban is jabban of a cotton. So the jabban of a cotton can be motzi, the av, who is a jabbanan because he ate less than a shear. Correct? But over here by Megillah, it's not the same. Why? Because over here Megillah is Midrabanan to begin with. So everybody's Chayev Midrabanan. But the Katan really is not Chayev in any mitzvahs altogether, except Midrabanan. So you need one Drabanan to get him into mitzvahs. And then once you get him into mitzvahs, now you need another, now you're putting another Drabanan on him of what? Of Megillah. So that's two Drabanans. So two drabbanas can't be motzi one drabbanan. That's tashus. Okay, so the question was the Korei HaHagadah. So my son showed me an interesting Ran. The Ran talks about it also. Yeah, because we were puzzled. Where did this Korei HaHagadah come from? So apparently we're justified in being puzzled. Because the Ran himself was felt he had to explain it. So the Ran is on Daf Chof Ham Beis in the Dapei Arif. The Ein Okrin Es HaShulchan. Kulu Nami, I'm sorry, Kulu, yeah. Kulu Nami Lifnei Misha Omer HaGadah. So Kol Echob, so you say put everything in front of, Kulu, what was that, Lashon, where you put everything in front of the Kari HaGadah. So the Ran says, Shedarkan Hoyo She'echad Omer HaGadah V'Acherim Shomer. Interesting Ran. So what's the mashmoyas of the Ran? Echad Omer HaGadah V'Acherim Shomer. What is the mashmoyas of the Ran? Shmeikon. And in other words, that you could have done it, that everybody says HaGadah. Everybody says HaGadah. That supports what I'm about to say. See, what I was thinking of is like this. I may have said it before. It sounds familiar. But you see what the Rambam says, the Rambam in Perek Shvi, where he says, in the end of Halacha Hei, he says, "Udvarim o'elu kulon nikroin agada." Okay, right in the end of Halacha Hei, after Kami Shlomo Shlosh Dvarim Elu b'Chamish Asa lo yatzeich avasa, b'Chamish Asa lo yatzeich avasa. Ve'elohein. Okay, and he says, "Udvarim o'elu kulon nikroin agada." Which is Dvarim o'elu? What does he mean? Udvarim o'elu kulon nekroin hagadah. But just this, halacha hey? It sounds like it's more than that. What? Beginning of the perek? Everything? I mean, mitzvah of yilabonim? I mean, tzorach lasa shinib lalazev, yishlov yaman ishtanov, that's nekroin hagadah? It's very hard to say that. What? Dalid, you see, I hold this from Dalid on. The tzorach lahaskel begnosu l'sayim b'shevach. Ketzad, maskel l'masapa shebetchilu av senim meterach m'lefon of kov from v'toan achar hevo v'rot fin achar v'adas alilam. M'sayim b'das ames, shekevon amakum lo v'dilon amimus v'kevon l'yichudah. By the way, I mean, you should say that. Even though it's not in the Agada, but you should say that. That he brought us to the correct idea of Yichud Hashem. I mean, you should say that. That's what Ram holds. Yichud Hashem is very important over here. Because that's really, that's M'sayim b'shevach. M'sayim b'shevach is... The Misayim b'shisim maskul b'gnus, and misayim b'shevach. What does it mean, misayim b'shevach? What does shevach mean? What does shevach mean? Shevach doesn't mean shvach l'shamaka. What? The good state. That's right. The good state that we know. So that's what the Rambam's saying, that you start off with the bad state. The bad state is of the Avodah Zarah. And you end up in the good state that we have, that we're makir yichud Hashem. And that's everything. And then he said, V'chein maskul amadir, she'avodah min lefar mitzrayim, v'chol ha'rosh ha'gumolanu, and mesayim, benisim flows shenasalam, u'becheruseinu. Cherus is the good state. That's maskul b'gnos mesayim v'shevach, right? And then he says, "V'hushi yidrosh me'aram yovet aviyat sheyigmar kol haparsha." I one time went through. I'm not going to go. I gave a shiur on this once. But the aram yovet avi, v'hushi yidrosh me'aram yovet avi, at sheyigmar kol haparsha. Yeah, the v'hushi yidrosh is going on maskol madir she'avonam ayino. V'hushi yidrosh me'aram yovet avi at sheyigmar kol haparsha. Actually, fits in very well with what I'm thinking of. I'll tell you what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of when the Ram says the Dvarim Eilu Kulan the Koran Agada, he means from Allah Adalaram. He means from Allah Adalaram. Okay? Not from Allah Aleph. So what does that mean? So now something is emerging. What do you see now? See an interesting thing. Well, what do you see from this? Okay, you know what I'm looking for? Two separate things. What are the two separate things? Very good. What are the two separate things? That's correct. In other words, so say it. No, you almost. In other words, there's two forms of sipur. There's the informal sipur. The informal sipur, which is what happens before, with the shelas habonim and all these things. That's the informal sipur. But then there's also a text of Sipur. There's a text of Sipur, Midaraisa. So Sipur really has two forms. One form is the informal Sipur, where the Yemodil Abonim and Manashtana Halay Lazeh, and the whole reality of the Shinui Halayla. That must be done in an informal way, that it should be a reality of the Shini Halayla. Okay? And that's Allah Chodigat Olavincha. But then there's a formal text of Sipur. There's an actual text of Sipur. And that text is called Haggadah. You see? And that's where the Korei Haggadah comes in. That's where the Korei Haggadah comes in. Okay? And that's what the Ran is saying. That their derech was that one person read the Haggadah and everybody was Shomea. So it was B'Torah Shomea Kohen, like Taisus says in Megillah. That's why we brought in Taisus Megillah. Taisus Raya was from Eli pointed out the Taisus Megillah. So you see from Taisus that it's Halacha Shomea Kohen. But the Shomea Kohen, and we had a problem with Shomea Kohen because what kind of Sipur Shomea Kohen? I mean, I'm telling you something and you have to mechaven that what I'm telling you, you're being Yotzei. This is a crazy thing. I mean, you can't say that. If I'm telling you a story, you're machaving that the story, you're being Yotzi the story. I mean, you asked the question, I'm giving you an answer. So we're both part of the sipur. But that's an informal sipur. An informal sipur, it doesn't make any sense to say Shomei Kohen. But in the formal text, which is a text midaraisa, and v'hushi yidrosh, me'rami ovid ovi, I mean, you see that's a text midaraisa. So that text midaraisa is an actual formal sipur. Formal sipur, a sipur through a text. So that you have to be yotze. You have to be yotze that text. So that's what, it fits into the Ran very nicely, because the Ran says that the derech was that one person read the Haggadah and everybody was shomea. So it was Allah shomea kona. Okay, but bizman hazeh, but actually, what you could do is everybody can read the Haggadah himself. It's just that wasn't his style, because. What? So the Haggadah really is, that's Dvar Mele Nikron Haggadah. That's what I think the answer is to where the Korei Haggadah came from. Because this Korei Haggadah is a Kriya. What do you mean Korei Haggadah? It should have been a Masaper. I mean, Korei Haggadah seems to be that there's a this is like a kriya, like a kriya that you're chayven. It's a kriya, kari agada. Everyone says omer agada, but it's not sipur. It's a halach of dibur, of amira and kriya. I mean, it's a different category. So that's why I'm thinking that underneath these halachas really shows that there are two forms of sipur. There's the formal sipur, and then there's the informal sipur. And you're chayev in both.
Why both?
The reason why there's a formal, because formal is very important to me. There are ideas over here. The laschul b'gnus mesayim b'shevach, those things must be said. You can't just be, you'd be yotze sipur if you got the levincha, but you wouldn't be mekayim being darish to parsha kula. And all that is a real text. The Torah is mechayiv in that text. So if a person would be mesaper to his bonim and tell them all the nisman aflos and everything kefi yecholto, but he didn't do the text. He's not really mechayiv the mitzvah fully.
Not at all.
Like that means he wasn't fully yotzei chayiv. Can't say nothing.
Yeah,
that's what
say that.
I didn't see. But
that
what?
Karoi.
It has to be that way.
I'm not wrong.
Aron says it. Yeah, because he can't say. What do you mean? The guy's been sopper all night long. He's been floss. And he didn't have a mitzvah. Can't be. But he had a mitzvah, but it wasn't mitzvah b'shlemusa. It wasn't b'shlemusa. There's two dinim over here. There's a mitzvah she'ina b'shlemusa and a mitzvah b'shlemusa. That's one category. And then there's another category of marba kolam marba reizam mashuach. Yes. Yeah, the Ram again. Yemendi's right. The Ram in Yud Beis. Perek Chaslochi Yud Beis. Shigmar Hagadam of Rochel Amatzah. Vochel Vachos of Rochel Manamar Blah Bracha. Yeah. Yigmar Hagadam. They see there's such a thing as Hagadam. There's such a thing as a form of text. But it makes beautiful sense if you have a sensitivity to the whole Derech HaTorah. You know what I mean? That the Torah didn't just leave it loose. It has to be loose because it has to be real. But the halacha didn't just give it over to everyone to just do the way he sees fit. I mean, there's a system also. There's a text. I mean, that's the derech of halacha. That there are ideas here that you have to focus in on. I mean, that's Dashing the Parsha, and then Maskal Bagnus, Messiah B'Shevach. It's interesting. The reason why is, you go on into that. In other words, the formula doesn't end with the, ordinarily you'd say the formula ends with the Parsha. Because that's the essence of the formal Haggadah is really the Parsha. The Darsh Parsha. You're not going to assume everything else. That's why it's saying with Dvorim Elu Kulon Nikron Haggadah. Okay? It's interesting. I didn't have a chance to work on it, but it's interesting. What is the formula really? In the formal, what do you have? What are the ingredients in the formal? Masal B'Gnus Messiah B'Shevach. And what else? And darshaning the Parsha Rami Ovid Avi. Yeah, I know, but that's, I mean, vahu, but it's a real text there. I mean, you can't just, it's more than just Maschel B'Gnus B'Shayim B'Shevach, like he starts off with the Parsha. So there are two Maschel B'Gnus B'Shayim B'Shevach. I'm getting back to the two Maschel B'Gnus B'Shayim B'Shevach. One is in terms of the state itself. And that's Metchilo of the Avodas Kochav Ma'avos. And then there's a Maschel B'Gnus B'Shayim B'Shevach, which must be done through a specific text of the Parsha. Okay, so there's two Maschel B'Gnus and B'Shayim B'Shevach over there, right? One that has to do with elements, defined by elements, and the other that's defined by a limud of a text. Okay? And in that text is a formula of Maschel B'Gnus and B'Shayim B'Shevach, but it must be through the text. And the third ingredient is mitzvah salayla. It's mitzvah salayla. Kol shalomar shlosh dvar melu b'leil chamish yosar. Is that his gifts in the gutter now, eh? No, kol shalomar shlosh dvar pesach. That's more exact. Okay, that was an extension. For instance, ma'aser v'lozer v'shua can't be mitaraisa. I got it. So it means that, but that's what the Rav said, that those were halachos b'nageya to sipur. So they extended the text to include halachas as well. So a person should be aware. So that was an extension of the Haggadah. Okay?
Why do you need that here as opposed to like...
I'll say one thing more, though, and I think the Rav said this too, that even that the limud of the mitzvos themselves are a kiyum and sipur. The limud, that's what the Rav said, the limud of the kiyum mitzvos themselves are a kiyum and sipur. That also is a kiyum and sipur. Okay? That itself is a kiyum and sipur. Limud itself is a kiyum and sipur. How do you know limud is a kiyum and sipur? Because the parsha Rami Ovid of it is limud. So you see that limud of limud itself is a kiyum and sipur.
That's limud about the sipur itself.
That's correct. That's limud about the sipur. But the limud, that's true. That's sipur, the derech limud. But limud is also part of sipur. That's clear. Limud is part of sipur.
About the
mitzvahs themselves. Limud itself.
That's
well, you see, because you see the Chacham HaOmer and all these things. I mean, so the limud itself, on the limud itself of the mitzvah is a kiyum and sipur. Yeah. That what?
Why?
I mean, there's one shita, if I'm not mistaken, there's one girsa that says for your masafrim b'tzivus san kolos alayla, I say behilchas, right? Valachas, not in the account, right? So you see clearly, I mean, that was a raya clearly, that limud is a part of sipur. But you want to know why it is. Now that's good. That was when we said was that in maftir nacha pesach hafikama. So what does it mean? It means that the time on mitzvah should be the fifth, like the Rambam says. So you should explain to him that the mitzvahs halayla over here are structured differently. That they're structured in a way that they're very tied to the time on mitzvah. That's why Kol Mishloach Omer Shlosh Varim Pesach Yaseh Chavasa, they're tied to the time on mitzvah. So therefore, the mitzvah sipur itself, is its nature is very tied to the tam hamitzvah. So it's structured that way. So that's why hilchos sipur, is a kiyum and sipur itself. You see, because the halachos of sipur are tied to the tamei mitzvah. So because of that relationship between the halachas of sipur and sipur, so the halachas themselves are a part of the kiyum mitzvah.
Matzah mar also,
yeah, that's right, that's correct. Halachas themselves are part of it. Hilchos sipur is part. I mean, that's what you have in Haggadah, but it's all hilchos sipur. It's all hilchos sipur. Until Metchila. I mean, that's what you have, basically. Okay? No, you don't. You have hilchos sipur.
Right.
And matzah mar and pesach, you just explained.
Right.
Yeah, there is, because you see, adin maftir nacha pesach afikamo. Right, because everything is tied to the tamei hamitzvah over here, including mitzvah sipur. So that's why Hilchos Sipur would be a part of it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Well, Mitzvah Alayla is simple, pretty much, right? I mean, it's pretty much self-evident that Mitzvah Alayla, there's a formal explanation. If you don't explain Mitzvah Alayla, I mean, you're lacking in the formal Sipur. Okay? Masvul Begnus, I would say, is a principle. That without the Gnus HaAdam, it lacks in Shvach HaShem Makom. Without the Gnus HaAdam, it lacks in Shvach HaShem Makom. Because... What?
Gnus HaAdam or Gnus
HaAdam? HaAdam. I mean, you're talking about ourselves. I mean, our Gnus. Without a recognition of the Gnus HaAdam, so it lacks in Shvach HaShem Makom. Lacks in Shvach HaShem Makom, because that means you are worth something. So that's a philosophical principle. So there's two required texts. One is one that embraces a philosophical principle, and that is without Gnus HaAdam, there's no Shvach HaShem Makom, you're lacking in Shvach HaShem Makom. And the second one is because If you have gaivas ha'odom, so then there's no lax in shvachas ha'makam. You must have gnus ha'odom. That's maskul b'gnus, that we're nothing. We're nothing intellectually, and we're nothing in terms of our status as free people. So you must have the gnus ha'odom there. That seems to be a principle. And the second one has to do with the elements. That certain elements, there must be a text with regard to the elements of mitzvah, because that's the nature of the lila. Like we said, the mitzvahs are very closely tied to the tama davar, to the sipur. So you mechuyev midaraisa to explain that, to explain the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs demand explanation, because the mitzvahs are structured in a way that they're tied to tam hadavar. So therefore, the mitzvahs demand an explanation. So it's really two elements, really. Two elements, midaraisa. Okay? That's correct. Because over here, you're not being misaper b'shvacha shamakam, per se. Because we can't be misaper shvacha shamakam. We don't know shvacha shamakam. It's all nonsense what we say. But you're being misaper in the change of state. That's why maskul b'gnus means the state that we were in of gnus. And the sayim b'shevach is the state of shevach. It's our, shevach, as I said before, shevach doesn't mean shvach shamakam. Shevach means our state, cherusenu, that we reach the knowledge of yichudo. So it's the state. Okay? All right. On the manishtana, my son was talking about the manishtana we were discussing. And the Rambam's manishtana is a funny thing. Tzorach lasos shinui b'layla zeh kedei sheyu rabbanim v'yishalu v'yomru manishtana halayla zeh mikol halelos ad sheyoshiv lehem v'yom alehem kach v'kach yira kach v'kach hoya. It's a funny thing that the Rambam adds that one word in there. You know what I mean? Yishalu v'yomru. Right? And what is a v'yomru? Yishalu. You know, manishtana, what's my name of the night? Right, and then he gives the case. Mishan lam chagvan koyim v'goyos, agma shulchan efneim, chosam matzah mizeh. And then ein lo bein ishto shol oso. Ein lo isho shol in zeh, manishtan alay lo zeh. I mean, zeh implies, that's what my son was saying, and I think he's right. Zeh means each one asks the other one. It would seem so, no? Shol, otherwise it should be, and ain't lo isha, so shol. But it's a shol and zeh. Manishtan alay lo zeh. Afilu hayu kulon chachamim. Hayu levado shol la'atzma manishtan alay lo zeh. Yeah. Okay, so what I was thinking is like this, that the manishtana is really, and then the Rambam has Omar Kori Manishtana. Again, he has the Manishtana. You see? And formal I got it right. Seems he's just in the formal I got it. That's right. But what is the Yishul? But in the Yishul of Yomer, it's the informal. That's the informal. See, what is the Yishul of Yomer? I mean, what is the v'yomer? They ask this, why is the difference? They give him an answer. You see?
Yomer even sounds against Yeshua.
Yomer so sounds...
from your own thing. Yomer is like saying attack, that's not the Yeshua.
That's right. But I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I think like this. That, you see, the night has to start off on a certain idea. You see, what is the idea? The idea is that the night is different. But not simply that the night is different. See, if something's different, you ask, why is this different? So there's a fixed answer for it. You have a fixed answer. Okay? But that's not the case over here. You see, over here, the answer isn't, there's no fixed answer for this question. It's an infinite answer. It's an infinite answer. You see? In other words, there's a difference between asking a question which has a specific answer, okay, and you answer my question, okay? Ask me a question of Taisvis. So if I'm able to, I give you the answer, right? The answer to the Taisvis. But there's a difference between that type of a question and a question that opens up a whole world that is not fixed, but you can go on and on, you see? That's what I think the Rambam is adding by v'yomru. See? Yishalu v'yomru means they ask, but they say, manishtana halaylas anikol halaylas. How different is it? They sense that there's something here that you can't just explain away with a fixed answer. But it's endless. We're going into an endless... What? That's right. That's right. Yomru is an expression of an awesomeness. They recognize there's an awesomeness here that to answer this question, you can go on forever. You see? That the kid is supposed to recognize that. Yeah. That the kid's supposed to recognize. But a kid can recognize that. Mm-hmm. Kid can recognize such an idea.
Different type of question.
It's a different type of question. That this is not an easy, there's no simple answer to this question. There's something big, very big going on here. There's, like you take a child, you take a little child for the first time to the circus, you know? So they're overawed, you know, and they're like, wow, what is this? And what's, there's something awesome here, you know? They'll feel they will not be able to understand what this is, you know what I mean? So it's a different sense. It's a different sense. It's a sense of they can't take it in. They can't take it all in. It's something they're standing for, something that's greater than themselves. You see, that's really what the Rambam is saying. Yishalu v'yomru. Okay. So what it means is that the she'ela, the opening statement for the night, has to be not simply a difference, but a difference that the child senses that there's something infinite here going on. Something that can't be expressed in simple terms. No simple answer. Yishalu, the yomru. Yishalu means they're bothered by a question. But yomru, manishtana halayla. So manishtana halayla has really two meanings to it. It's al yidei manishtana halayla, and it's also manishtana. It's an awesomeness. How different is the night? You see? That's why the Ram holds it. That's why it's ma nishtana. Because ma really serves as both. It's a question, and it also is a statement. Manora makamaza. Yeah, manora makamaza. That's correct. That's right. Manora makamaza. That's the same kind of idea. And he's always in the presence of an awesomeness. That's exactly what it is. So the Sheila Sabine has to convey that it is a question. It starts with a question, but it must be a sense of an awesomeness to the night. There's something going on here, something that's beyond. Okay? So it comes out that must be the opening Sheila for the Sipur. So really the Koveya. See, the Koveya for the Laila is the Manishtana. Manishtana is Koveya. It's the Manishtana really sets up the whole thing. That now you're in the presence of an answer that will leave you more educated, more informed than before you get the answer, but it's drawing you into an infinite world. You see? That's the Manishtana. And that has to be the opening statement of the whole Sipur. That's why the Korah repeats it. That's why the Korah repeats it. Because since it's the opening statement of the Sipur, so it's the opening statement for the informal Sipur, and it's the opening statement for the formal Sipur as well. Okay? So let's see. And that's why Ishto Shol Oso. Why Ishto Shol Oso? I mean, V'gavta Levincha. But the answer is because he can't start his Sipur unless you have that introductory statement, question statement. It's a question statement, okay? That's the manishtan as really a double kind of expression. It's a question and a statement at the same time. That's why the Rambam is very precise. Yishalu v'yomru. Yishalu v'yomru. So it's a question, but it's also a statement. And that's the opening element of Sipur.
Sipur Lila.
From the Shinui Alayla. She asked me intelligent, but I mean, it's not in the... It's not the same type of thing over there. It's a matter of pleasure. But like, that's why I gave you an example. A little kid at the circus. You go, awed. You know what I mean? It's an awesome... A child can sense that idea that there's something here that's amazing. You know, of course, that's in a simply pleasurable way. But I'm showing that to you because that's where a child comes from. I mean, a child comes from the world of pleasure and then transfers it to the world of ideas. So over here, that same element is transferred. That's why I say it's not good to not allow a child to have enjoyment because then he won't be able to have enjoyment in learning. I mean, he has to transfer from when a child is young, it's the world of pleasure. But then he realizes that there's a greater pleasure. But if you don't allow a child to have pleasure, he's not going to be able to enjoy learning. So it starts from a certain... So on a pleasure level, there is such a phenomenon that a child is in the presence of something where he sees, he takes him to a place, that a lot of things going on. You know what I mean? He's overawed. So that same type of reaction you want to get from the child, that there's an awesomeness here. That's really that's what you're trying to do. Yes. Now Sholin Zezeh, it would make sense. Why Sholin Zezeh? Because he's chayv in Sipur, so he ain't lo bein, so ishto shol also. So she's koveya for him his Sipur. Correct? She's koveya for him his Sipur. Okay? But by two Talmidei Chachamim, so each one has to be koveya for the other one, his Sipur. So that's why Sholin Zezeh. And by himself, he's koveya Latzmo. In the informal. So the informal requires a koveya. And the koveya is the manishtana. So that's why it's Sholin Zezeh, because each one requires that the Sipur be based on this koveya.
Why somebody else?
It's all, I mean, a sheila? Because it starts off with a question. A question demands somebody else. I mean, you could ask yourself a question too, but that's not the same. It's not the same question. Okay? Somebody comes over, and asks you a question of learning. It's a different kind of a thing. I mean, you can learn yourself and ask yourself your own question, but it's not the same phenomenon. So that's why it starts off with somebody else setting up your sipur through this koveya, which is the question. There's two things over here. One is the she'ela. One is that he's koveya. He's being koveya for you, your sipur. And then there's a mitzvah v'gadta l'vincha. Okay, you have to. That's a mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. In other words, with the bain, you have two things. He's koveya your sipur, but if you don't have a bain, so then ishto shal also, because there's two halachas there. The halacha and shalos of bain has two halachas. One halacha and shalos of bain is benageya to the bain v'gadol v'incha, and the other halacha is because he's being koveya your sipur. So ain lo bain, so ishto shal also. So then you just have the kviyas of sipur. And ain lo isha, so sholin zezeh. Manishtana. Okay? I'm around and say it must be, because for Kana Ben Shaw, so it must be that you do Okran, because the Rambam has in Perek Zion, Tzorach Lasa Shinu B'Lal Azeh, Ketz Mishana, Mechalik Lem Kleis, where it goes more than Shulchan Lefnei Hem, Kodim sheyachlu. V'chot fin matzah zemizek. Here's the Dvar Melo. Right. So that must be when... That must be after Mosgen Kosheni, the Kana Ben Shoal. Yeah, yeah. I think one time said, you're right. One time said that it's Mestavritz is before Metchila. In other words, this is the Sipur of the formal Sipur. The formal Sipur, Kana Ben Shoal. But then later you have to really do the informal. So Mestavar is, you're right, Mestavar is after the halachas of, after you go through halachas of Sipur, before Metchila. Before Metchila. I think one time said that, right? I think so.
Is that when you do
yeah, right? Yeah, that the informal Sipur should be before Metchila.
You should push off, you should do the
Shemayim
after you go to
the Shemayim. Yeah, because he says, Okan HaShochem Lofneihem Kodem Sheyochlo. So it means that when they eat, when they're eating.
Later.
Later. But I mean, maybe not by the real. I mean, that's. What?
When they have the karpas.
It's not clear in the Rambam where you do these shinuyim. I mean, yotze whenever you do it. It's got to be. I mean, I would say that you probably have to go by the tinagos. You know that when it's best for them. But the only, yeah, so it's got to, because Kana Ben Shoal means you want him to ask about the Kapas and about the Mezigas HaKos. So if you went through all the Shinim ready before with them, and then what? And you gave him the answers already, I mean, he's not going to ask. So the Kana Ben Shoal, it must be after the Kana Ben Shoal. Because this is where you're trying to get the Ben to be Shoal in order to start off the formal Agada. Right? So that's one. So it must be after that.
If you already did that, then how's it going to act like that?
Why?
It's the same problem. If you already did that.
I mean, unless you say like this, that there's the informal, so then it would be not by Benchil, it would be before. I don't know, we're going back to another point. Where the informal and the formal. Because he says two times Kolamarach. He says Kolamarach, Bedvarm Shir, Veshahoyah, Reza Meshubach. And kolam marich, kolam osef umarich bedrash parshas zor is a mishabah.
It also proves that
two components. Two components. That's right.
That
a little bit of a mystery how to integrate the two. That's right. It could be like this, that the Ben Shoal has to involve two areas. In other words, in the informal, so chos from natsa mizem, I mean, when you do it, it's hard to say. I mean... it's more mistaken the other way, that it's they do it that the informal at the before the karpas. Before the karpas. Or at the time of the karpas, around that time. But there seems to be another way there. So one is the informal that you're doing strange things. But then also in the formal he has to ask about the why you're mosaic the kos. Because that's part of the now that's part of the formal structure. So he has to ask why is the night different in the informal. And then also he has to have a question that has to do with the formal. And that's Mezigas HaKos, which is a halachic formal Seder. Right. So even though it's Midrabanan, but it's really a Kiyum Deraisa, because it's part of a Seder Advarim. It's part of a Seder. And that would explain also what Rambam says, Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seder. It was a Seder. Because that's the formal. So in other words, so the question of the Shalos of Ben has to be informal. That's the case where you do the... And then there's a formal Shalos of Ben. That has to do, which is on the mitzvahs.
Is the question of the informal one of like, why is the Rabbi Lanza?
That's right. That's correct.
There's a formal one of why is the
Rabbi Lanza? That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
Everything is like a double structure.
Double structure. You're right. Well, Aram says he's Moshef in the Drash Parsha Zoo. He could give his own shot.
Right. Somebody goes ahead.
Okay. Now, Yaakov asked, and we never got back to the question of the Limud. So apparently, there must be Maschel, Begnus, Messiah, and Beshevach must be factually, and then also a day Limud through the Drasha. So why do you need both? Because apparently, when you do something through Limud, it registers on the mind in a different way, in a special way. So one is the facts. the Tchilah from Tarshav Achsav, and the other one is like the Limud, Maschel B'Gnas Mitzrayim B'Shevach. Limud reaches a person, and I mean that's the Yisod in Yadus, that Limud reaches a person in a different way. So you're mechuyif to have both. Okay.